This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Ukraine has imposed martial law for 30 days, anticipating what President Petro Poroshenko called an extremely serious threat of a land invasion by Russia. Speaking to Parliament, he said martial law in areas close to the Russian border is necessary to bolster defenses after Russia fired on and seized three Ukrainian vessels Sunday and 24 sailors in the Sea of Azov off the coast of Russia annexed Crimea. The West condemned Russia's action, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo calling it a dangerous escalation and a violation of international law. President Donald Trump spoke with reporters as he left the White House for a campaign rally.
We do not like what's happening either way. We don't like what's happening, and hopefully it'll get straightened out. I know Europe is not thrilled. They're working on it, too. We're all working on it together.
Russia's foreign ministry blamed Kyiv for the crisis, calling it a planned provocation aimed at ramping up sanctions against Moscow. At the UN Security Council Monday, Dmitry Polyansky, Russia's first deputy permanent representative to the UN, said the three Ukrainian Navy ships illegally crossed Russia's border and did not respond to calls to move normally through the Kerch Strait. The incident comes just days ahead of the G20 summit, expected to be attended by Presidents Trump and Vladimir Putin of Russia. The U.S. Monday announced it will extend through Tuesday the time its embassy in the Democratic Republic of Congo is closed because of a possible terrorist threat in Kinshasa. It first announced the potential threat Saturday. The embassy was closed Monday and advised Americans in the city to keep a low profile. It declined to comment on the exact nature of the threat. A DRC government spokesman said Monday that Washington was sparking needless fear. Campaigning is underway in DRC for a presidential election scheduled December 23rd. This is VOA News. The British